fix.
Right.
Now, the key to that bridge, although it's not a pedestrian bridge anymore, we have our water, sewer, and gas lines going over the top of that. So from an infrastructure perspective, extremely important. One of the things that we need to do now is, because those bids came back so high, we need to see if we can reroute those three lines again, the water, sewer, and the gas, reroute them maybe down towards the Uncle Sam Bridge, which is over here more towards on the this side of town where we're broadcasting from.
Right. I mean, I know this is maybe a bit early, but as part of the Cuomo tax bill that was proposed yesterday, I believe voted on today, there was an announcement that there was going to be some money available. Do you think there'll be an opportunity for the county to apply? The village?
Absolutely. Yep. So we're looking right now. It's approximately, 75. I believe it's 75% that FEMA will pick up, and then another 12.5% that the state will pick up. But at the end of the day, what we're looking at is, let's just use as a theoretical example, let's say the bids came in at $700,000. Well, 10% of that is $70,000. That's still a lot of money for the village taxpayers to bite right now,
right,
with everything else that's going on. So we're really looking for some other more cost-effective alternatives that meet our criteria to keep that infrastructure moving.
And just as well, just to point out my newbie status here in Catskill, but trains still utilize this?
This is from the old Otis Railway back in the 1900s, and this is the railway that brought folks up to the mountain from the riverboats that would come up from the city. It's one of the last pieces of history we have from that railroad down here. We want to preserve it,
but
we want to get the infrastructure off of it. We want to eventually change the focus of it from being an infrastructure bridge to back to being a pedestrian bridge,
sure,
and part of a loop, a great historical loop that people can walk around.
Well, coming on the heels of the High Line in New York City or the bridge in Poughkeepsie.
I mean, exactly.
It's tailor-made.
Yep, exactly. And it fits what we want to do with the river down the line. But right now we just have an infrastructure issue that we have to deal with. So that was the first thing. And then the second thing, if I still have time.
Oh, please.
Okay. What we're doing is I'd like to have another business summit meeting, and those of your listeners that came to one of the last three, it basically is a meeting where I ask residents and businesses to come to a meeting, and we talk about the business atmosphere particularly in the village, but I really expand that out to the town, and I want to bring folks that have partners vendors and partners outside of the village to come into this meeting and let's talk. I want to make sure we have a good strategy for the spring and for the summer of how we're going to all work together. I think that's one of our huge deficits here in the village, is that the businesses tend to not work together. And a lot of it is because they're so busy. And I understand that mostly are either mom-and-pop shops or very small businesses with maybe 10 people. It's very hard to carve time out in the day to go down and talk to your neighbor down there and try to work out a deal to sell your products better. So this is almost forcing that activity to happen. And that's going to be on January 19th, 2012, of course, at 6 p.m. at the high school. January 19th, 2012. At 6 p.m. at the high school, and I encourage residents, businesses, somebody who wants to open a business and is looking for some resources, folks from the county will be there to talk about how we can get them some resources to start their own business.
All right, so that's Thursday, January 19th.
That's correct.
And again, where will this be held?
Catskill High School.
Catskill High School, okay.
And I really would like a good turnout and people come with ideas. And even if they're, far-fetched ideas, something that we can't do right away, something that we can't implement right away, I want to get it on there because I want to vet every idea out to see if it has good business value for the village of Catskill.
All right, so this is open not only for business owners but for the general public as well.
I encourage the general public because many people that live what I call, hide behind mailboxes in our village are unbelievably great business people. They may be retired, but they may want to come out and share some of that knowledge with us and say, hey, when I worked for this marketing firm or when I worked for this shipping firm, here's what we did as a best practice. Give that to us. Make our community better, make our business community better by sharing that knowledge.
Okay. Well, hopefully we'll get a couple of announcements here on the station. We'll broadcast that and keep the information flowing.
All right. Once again, thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for stopping by with that news. Vincent Seeley. And so here at about 5:17 on